Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on a fantastic Sports Friday here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers getting set to visit the Braves. Possible World Series preview, guys. You here for it?
Oh, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Nice. Heck yes, I'm here for it. This is very, very exciting. Playing a team like the Braves, these are the measuring stick sort of games right now. And we're going to get an Evaldi day in the midst of this series. So we're going to get a dub.
Yeah. We're 3.5 hours away from the pregame show as we open up our number one of the nation. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy scout, NFL executive, killed it last night in Draft 101.
Yeah, thank you, folks, for all the guys and gals that came out for that. And appreciate the Cowboys and 105.3 The Fan and what they did to make that possible.
You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Now, LA Live usually every night at 5:40. Tonight we'll be in Braves pregame, so LA Live will hit the air at 4:40 this afternoon. G-Bag today coming up 2:30. There's Eric Chiafalo and his nosebleed brother, Zach Wolchuk off today. He is back on dad duty, but made a hell of a pinch hit appearance last night. Came in, dominated the G-Bag Nation with us, had a great time, and then he was amazing as well in Draft 101. So salute to Wolchuk, and he'll be back, I believe, next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. All righty. Obviously it's a big opportunity here to test yourself against a great team. I don't know where expectations are. Heaney at 0-2 with a 6-7-5. I don't know if it'll get quite as ugly as what happened to Jack Leiter yesterday afternoon, but hopefully the Rangers offense is up to the task as well, and we can have ourselves a little slugfest, worst case scenario. Who knows? Maybe Heaney surprises. He does have nasty stuff.
He does. At any moment, I mean, he had one of those all-time strikeout games last year, early in the season, where he was just dialing it up. And so you know he's very capable of something like that. But versus a lineup like this in Atlanta, it's going to be extremely challenging. You hope that the lineup offensively here for the Rangers is now getting going after some of the things that they did versus Detroit, especially yesterday, but versus a left-handed pitcher in Chris Sale tonight, that will be a bit challenging. Who's going to be the guy or guys stepping up versus the left-handed pitcher? So that'll be something to watch tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Sale, obviously a big name. He's a 1-1 in three starts with a 4.58 ERA. The WHIP, quite respectable at 1.13, which is where it was last year as he started 20 games for the Red Sox and put up a 4.3 ERA. So not quite the dominant pitcher that he was early in his career for the White Sox and a little bit for the Red Sox, but still a formidable challenge tonight for the Rangers. And this Atlanta team is pretty much loaded, so should be awesome. Awesome story about Corey Seager today on ESPN. We'll give you details on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But if you want to go read that, ESPN.com's Tim Kirkchen taking pretty good care of you there.
Yeah, the one thing, though, that the Braves have kind of struggled with is facing left-handed pitching. You know, they're only 3-3, but, against right-handed pitching, they're a much better club. So hopefully Heaney could find a way to kind of work the ball around, maybe keep him a little bit off balance in this one. And you got to take your chances here. This team tough, the Braves, and tough team in interleague play too. You know, they're 4-1 already in interleague play. They went out and just really destroyed the Astros as well. So, it's going to be a difficult weekend for the Rangers. But hopefully, we saw the bats, the power numbers come around a little bit, in the latter part of the Detroit series. So, you know, with the way the Braves hit the ball, score runs, you're going to need to match that. So maybe the power numbers we're starting to see a little bit more from the Rangers, and maybe they'll carry that thing to Atlanta with them.
I could absolutely see that, you know, and that would be right on time. Last year, of course, when the Rangers played the Braves, it was at the Globe, and we tore them up. We whooped that ass. So there is a pretty good history here. But this time it's, of course, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Mavs, Clippers, you know, I'm thinking six. You know, a sweep would not surprise me. I'm very optimistic here on the Mavs. I know ESPN did a preview. Maybe we'll have time to talk about that a little bit later on. Maybe we'll get a rim sesh going on a little bit later on. But, you know, I think two of their three experts that looked at the series took Clippers. I don't see it.
Wow,
you know?
Dude.
Yeah.
They're not watching.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention.
No, I think, you know, especially with the Kawhi Leonard injury.
Right.
If Kawhi Leonard 100%, I'd be like, okay.
Yes.
You know, but, I mean, if you really drill down into this, you will see that for the final quarter of the season, like, the Mavs have been dominant. Not just pretty good, but, like, maybe the best defense and still a top, you know, six or seven offense. So, I mean, if you're picking Clippers, I mean, okay, so they have a nice collection of names. They're going to play a very difficult to match up with brand of basketball. I'm pretty sure there's going to be significant defensive challenges for Jason Kidd and his staff to sort through on a game-in, game-out basis. But, I mean, if you take all the factors into consideration, Kawhi Leonard's injury, Paul George often turning into a shadow of himself in the playoffs, James Harden, it's epic. Tales have been written. There's lore about James Harden failing in the playoffs. Russell Westbrook, same thing in the playoffs. You know, doesn't, you know, so I don't know how you could really objectively look at this and pick Clippers unless you're just like, oh yeah, home court advantage, more wins, probably Clippers, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
exactly
how these usually go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's going to play out that way. This is a Mavericks team that is much more athletic now, combined with the size that they've added. And so many times over the years, the Clippers were able to beat you because they were more physical than you. They had the size advantage. That is no longer going to be the case. And the Mavericks like to, with that athleticism, they're going to get out there and run a little bit. We've seen what the Mavericks do pushing the tempo this yeah. year and how successful they've been at that. And a team like the Clippers, they're a little bit older, they're a little bit slower, and they struggle in transition defense, like bottom five in the entire league this year. So, I mean, that is just one of the examples, but I think most nights you're going to have the two best players on the court.
Yeah.
Between Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah, yeah. This game can very well come down to, and you're talking about pace because the Clippers do play a slower brand of ball. The age is definitely a factor there. Another factor for the Clippers is they don't take a lot of shots, you know, and that sort. But when they do take shots,
they're looking for the best one possible
every
time.
They make a lot of shots.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it is, though, if you get a Clipper team that all of a sudden they're not taking shots, but they're not falling, and then Dallas pushing the pace a little bit, they could make things a little bit more difficult. But yeah, you're just the Clippers are just either 2-point shots, 3-point shots. But the one thing is they can do is they can knock those shots down. And if they continue to do that, well, they'll be able to stay with Dallas in the way that Dallas plays. But if it turns into that they're struggling with their shots, they're not falling, then that's going to be clearly the advantage to the Mavs.
940 points out, Gavin, the Braves whooped our asses last year. That's a fair point. You know, I must have misremembered that. I do remember the Rangers being in a glorious time. I think they were 10 games over 500.
I remember a lot of Braves fans showing up. We did some broadcasting out there.
There were a lot of Braves fans. A
lot of Braves jerseys going on out there.
Must have been the Cardinals' asses we whooped early last spring. But, yes, the Braves won a game one, and in game three they won 12-0.
Yeah.
So they got the best of the Rangers that time around. So I guess we got revenge on our minds. And there is nothing better to fire up a team and stoke that internal fire than revenge, which is no doubt on their minds going into Atlanta. All right. The overconfidence in the Mavs-Clippers series is starting to worry me, says the 817. Y'all better not jinx this. Nobody's guaranteeing anything. No. I just think, objectively speaking, you know, the Mavs are playing some incredible basketball. And the Clippers have been, you know, other than beating you twice 4 or 5 years ago, the Clippers and their personnel have been abject postseason failures. You know, so I just think we're doing journalism here, not necessarily trying to homer it up or be overconfident. I mean, look at the analytics of how well the Mavs have played since they acquired Washington and Gafford. It's, you know, sometimes it can sneak up on you. And you're, you know, if you're not really paying a lot of attention and, maybe you're not watching all the games. You're like, oh, okay, well, the Mavs got hot, but are they really that good, that much better? Yes. I mean, they're to me, like, I don't even know how you quantify it, but a lot better than they were a couple of years ago when they made the conference finals. This is a real team, you know? And you can talk about, hey, maybe Luka's style of play isn't the most conducive to postseason success and draw parallels to James Harden's career. And I think that would be fair, but you include Kyrie Irving and some great team defense now, and it's just the recipe, having an unstoppable offensive player, a great secondary superstar, really good defense, floor spacers, multiple bigs, able to hold your own on the glass. This is the perfect recipe for a championship. Now, I'm not guaranteeing championship or even guaranteeing they beat the Clippers in the first round, but this team absolutely could do it. Heat hosts the Bulls tonight. Should get the win there, but no Jimmy Butler, right?
Jimmy Butler. And I think Alec Caruso is going to be playing for the Bulls. He's a game-time decision, but he got banged up in their game the other night. He's one of the best defenders in basketball right now. But they got Kobe White, I believe, who's the youngster that is just absolutely coming on in a huge way. He was dominant the other night. I don't know, but with no Jimmy Butler, I think the Heat, I mean, win this game or not, it's going into Boston, and you're just going to get tossed around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be surprising to see a 39-win team Chicago in there. I mean, I thought they, you know, at various points throughout the season were one of the most disappointing teams in the entire league, and here they are, you know, fighting to make the playoffs. The West, once again, so much deeper and better than the East.
Yeah, with the Bulls situation, though, there was, you know, when the Kentucky job came open, Billy Donovan, his name was getting thrown into that job quite a bit, and he kept having to deflect, you know, no, I'm going to stay here. I've got to play-in tournament I've got to worry about and all that. So here they are, though. But the interesting one tonight is the Kings and the Pelicans as well, right? That one's coming up, too. So the Kings, you know, dispatched of Golden State. And so we'll see the Pelicans, you know, having to deal with what they're dealing with right now. They have another shot to maybe get into this thing. But Kings playing
Zion's
pretty well.
Out with a hammy, right?
Yeah, so that it's going Brittle. to be tough. Yep.
They're used to playing without him, though.
They are used to playing without him. They really are.
The Kings are just so good. I feel like both these teams could have like home court advantage in the first round if things in the regular season had fallen just a little bit differently for them. I think maybe the difficulty of the schedule provides the illusion that they're play-in teams, but to me they're very solid playoff teams when healthy. Stars Golden Knights tonight, guys. What's your prediction?
I'm feeling Stars in six. Stars in six here. I know everybody's a little bit worried, and it is a bummer that you're reward for being first in the conference is to play this Vegas Golden Knights team. That does seem a little bit like a bummer there. And if it was, especially when you consider the Kings, and that's a team that you've dominated throughout this season, you would have been feeling much better about it. But I do think the Stars are primed right now. They're rocking and rolling. And with the way Otter's playing, you will take this team. You'll take this team with confidence, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go six games. And what did Hagee say? Didn't you say it's more likely the Stars get the sweep in round one than even the Mavericks? So give me the Stars for sure, and I'll take them in six.
It's crazy how far the Golden Knights have fallen after winning the Cup. But, you know, their defense is not good. And, you know, I think you can really soak this thing in and hopefully get some exorcism here going on from the demons of last year, Brian.
Yeah, that's you know, that is, you said tonight, I believe, is that's April 22nd.
Monday. It starts Monday.
It's a Monday night. I think I was like, God, am I missing something here? But yeah.
Did I say tonight?
Yeah, you did. No, I was just kind of I was thinking that I messed it up. And so, but yeah, this will be, to me, you know, hockey is such a grind, and the season is such a grind, and you don't, coming off a Stanley Cup victory like that the Golden Knights had last year. And, you know, they've been this team ever since they've been in existence. It seems like they've been in a playoff and a tough series throughout. But the matchups throughout hockey, I think if you're new to the sport of hockey, this will be a great time to kind of dive in really to both sides with the conference on both, because there's matchups throughout. You're going to find a lot of these series, I think, are going to go to seven games. These teams, the way that they're seeded and stuff, and the way that it all played out in the final month of the season, there was so much battle down to the final day. But, yeah, if you're new to hockey, check it out, because, like I could say, the Vegas series, the other series are going to be tough ones, and especially in the East, whoever comes out of that is going to be a very big time foe for whoever gets out of the West. But it's a great time to be a hockey fan, especially with the playoffs.
Indeed. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. We have a Friday news dump with the Chief coming up next here in the Nation.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7 minutes. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call them for a free consultation. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief with the Friday News Dump.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. And got a couple of things to hit here. Did you guys see the Colorado Rockies story where they have triggered an FAA investigation of a United Airlines flight after members of the Rockies coaching staff posted a video in the pilot seat of the team plane as they were flying to Toronto?
Oh, they don't want you to get a good look at the instrument panel?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they got these dudes steering the ship a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's like a crowded room inside of the cockpit, and I'm seeing FAA confirms to 9 News it's launched an investigation unauthorized persons in the flight deck during a United charter flight for the Rockies. This took place last week, but it's all happening now with the video. They uploaded the videos to Instagram and stuff. They were posting these videos of a bunch of dudes like sitting while the plane's in the air. Yeah. And I guess that is just like a giant no-no.
Yeah. I wonder if the rules have changed on that. You know, you can't imagine what goes on some of these charters, you know, with a lot of walking around, you know. I mean, there's just a lot of things
fornicating,
happening.
Drinking,
a lot of things
carrying
going
on.
I remember this this is way back in the 2000s, early 2000s. Bill Parcells was afraid to fly, and he used to sit in the jump seat with the pilots when they would take off and land and stuff like that. So he would sit actually up in the cockpit area. Now,
yeah, like pre-9/11, if you were a little kid, they'd let you go up there and hang out with the pilot a few seconds.
That's why I wonder if all these rules have changed.
Oh yeah,
about
but they should relax the rules for like charter flights.
Oh, they really are relaxed.
Yeah.
Considering, there's a lot of,
okay, so you can go up there, you just can't roll the video and show.
Yeah, there's...
They worry about terrorists looking at that thing and getting an idea of the layout.
I think they worry about, some guy just, bumping into the instruments
creating a disaster the current flight at hand.
You hit a button, you all of a sudden like, oh, what's this? You take a button and next thing you know, the right engine's off. You know, kind of a thing.
they're just like letting, if you guys want to fly the plane, man, just come on up here. Just, you can take my seat.
I mean, you had people going up there for decades without incident. You know, this is one of those things where we've created a rule and it's like, oh my goodness, you broke the rule. And it's like, was anybody ever really in harm's way? I don't think so.
Well, they did have a plane. I think I was reading about this because of I'm also scared to fly. But I read about.
I don't love it either.
Yeah, I read a story about a stewardess was serving a meal, and she put the tray and it hit a switch, and all of a sudden the plane just nosedives. So I think that's what they're really really worried about. They don't want people up there
hitting buttons
by accident.
Yeah,
you know that like oh well, and especially with the plane being in the air. I say charter flights are they always talk about stay in your seat. keep the trade tables up, all that stuff like that. It's the rules are, I mean, they tell you they're trying to keep order up there, but nobody's really listening to what's going on.
Yeah, that's kind of flying I want. Like, let me manage my own tray.
Yeah, Parcells was the only time that I've ever seen anybody up in the front, you know, up into the cockpit area of the plane. But everybody, every other plane I've ever been on with the team, it's, you know, everybody stayed out of that area.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what exactly is what type of hammer comes down. I don't know if this happens to like the pilots or what, but there's a full fledged investigation situation brewing now.
A lot of those pilots, with the Rockies. Yeah, a lot of those pilots and crew are the same ones for every flight. Now in baseball, I'm sure they have rotating crews because of how many games they travel. But I know in football, we had the same crew everywhere we went.
Okay, I saw the local headline of the week here, John Wayne Bobbitt. You guys remember this guy?
He lost his man part, didn't he? The wife take it off for him?
She found out he was cheating, cut it off while he was taking a nap, drove away with it,
yeah.
Threw it out of the car. They found it, reattached it, bro. Yeah.
And it's back to full capabilities, do we know? Or is it at least there?
I think that's questionable right now, yeah. I think it's questionable.
Well, we'll have to do some digging on this. There's an update to the story, and this is not a story I was familiar with. Obviously, you guys very in the know on this particular one. John Wayne Bobbitt, as I read from Fox 4 News, the headline, John Wayne Bobbitt, whose wife sliced off his manhood, loses toes due to toxic water from his military days.
Wow.
He's apparently now he's got all of his toes have had to be removed.
Whew. That's a tough life he's having.
I'm like, dude, this guy can't.
He's gone under the knife for the wrong reasons.
If I was his fingers, I'd be worried right now.
Yeah, dude, you'd be stressing the heck out. Yeah, why would his toes, I guess maybe his toes were in these waters more so than his fingers actually were. Because obviously if you're submerged in water, like maybe his fingers weren't always actually in the water. But it is funny to think, like, why is it just the toes? Why isn't it a full-on foot situation? Why isn't it up to the knee that's gone? Why is it on? Yeah, well, like, what's the deal here? Apparently a bunch of toxic chemicals in waters that he was swimming in throughout his military days are now making him lose his toes. So this guy's just losing it all here. I mean, would you lose your man piece and keep all your 10 toes? Or you'd rather lose all 10 toes to keep the piece?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd lose my toes first.
What about toes? Where do you draw the line before you're like, all right, I'll just lose my manhood? Is it like
knees?
Okay,
up to the knee.
I'm kind of thinking, giving my toes.
Really? Yeah. I mean, at this stage
of my life, yeah.
Give you me need the, your toes a little bit
my,
more.
Yeah, I still stumble around, but I think my balance problems would be even worse if I didn't have my toes.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're getting more use out of your toes these days.
Why not? I'm showing you my toe, yeah.
Your toe. Gosh, you need some new toes.
I need some new toes, yeah.
Poor guy, though.
We'll hear more from Broadus and Krusty's Corner coming up at 2:40. Our Path to the Draft coverage brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations next Thursday night. It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. The lottery proudly supports Texas education and veterans. Look for teacher ticket specials at rangers.com. Brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Here's Lucius, G-Bag of the Day.
You guys were talking about the cockpit situations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it was a sad story that some newlyweds went up in a helicopter.
Oh, no.
And one of them got too close to the lever and made the darn thing crash.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't handle it, dude. That's crazy.
I rode in a helicopter once on vacation, and I never got comfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how you guys can live up
here. Good for you, man. Yeah. As you should. Yeah, during the Navy, I used to be strapped onto those darn things, leaning out to get, you know, photos from whatever.
Oh, so
maybe
Lucius,
you carrier your group or some surveillance photos, whatever. But you're hanging out of a helo, and you're holding a camera, and you're just hoping that the guy behind you did his job and didn't drink last night. Like, man, just hold it down, bro.
So, Lucius, would you put your feet out on the skids or the pods and take pictures? That's what you do.
Weird stuff, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of heights?
Well, yeah. Why? Whatever. That tower over there at Six Flags that you can't walk up on anymore. Yeah. I don't think so. The orange one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it humbled me.
I'm scared of heights too. Well.
I think did that little rock and lean. Yeah. I was like, give me that. I laid on the ground in front of the kids and stuff.
You should have seen me in the Gateway Arch. You guys ever in St. Louis ever been the Gateway Arch that you could go up? Like there's
Edward,
an elevator.
Edward Jones.
And you have to lean out. You have to put your chest on an area to lean out to look out the window. You can't just stand and look out the window. You have to, like you're a ski jumper.
No way.
I just said no. I stood in the middle and like, let's go back down. Let's get out of here. I'm not standing up here anymore.
Good for you, bro. Our winner of G-Bag of the Day.
Nobody listened.
Is a three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold.
Yes.
Where was he the night that OJ, well, the afternoon that OJ went on his high speed, slow speed. Where am I? This slow speed chase away from the LAPD. Where was Chris?
Back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing OJ. He's reading this suicide letter that OJ had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just dissed a Pierce. Give me a freaking Pierce. I'm sounding like
dude, it gets better every time.
Excuse me. It's freaking Pierce. Excuse me.
He salvaged it at the end, man. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Charles Barkley right here. By the way, Charles Barkley and Gail King's show has been canceled.
Oh, what?
Praise be! Hallelujah! Yeah, sure has been canceled. I think it was called King Charles or something like that. Hmm. Yeah, they didn't know what they were talking about.
Hmm.
But anyway, Charles Barkley right here roasting NBA insider Chris Haynes for saying that he was a MVP hooper.
What's my average? Oh, I was the MVP in the Filipino league that I'm in here. And I said on my podcast, I'm not Filipino, but I'm a guest.
No disrespect.
You know, there was a little bit I said on my podcast.
I know I'm going to get in trouble when I ask this question. How many Filipinos been drafted into the NBA? I'm just asking a question, man.
Hey, Chris, sorry I brought it up, man. All right. Enjoy the game.
And I know his Filipino name, too.
What's the Filipino name?
Manny Blackyow.
Man, they're getting loose.
Yeah.
He said, sorry I brought that up, man. I'm sorry.
He's like, dude, I should have known better. Sorry on me.
Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, the fight. Ryan Garcia at the 420 fight. Presser going back and forth with someone in the crowd. Oh, my God.
Hey, where's your mom at, baby? Where's your mom? Oh, I'm going to go flirt with your mama. Ooh, she about to be fine as yeah, I want some of your mama. I want your mama now. Your mama probably in my DMs. You, mother. Don't talk about my mom before I you up. All right. Yeah, that fear coming in your mouth like a bitch, dog. I put my in your mouth, bitch.
Ryan, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, pause. No diddy.
Something is wrong with this mother.
Oh. Yeah. Man, I thought he would get off the cocaine this close to the fight. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't figure if he's like super selling this fight. Because, you know, he is an Instagram guy. Maybe he knows the algorithm likes crazy stuff.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's really losing it. Either way, we're going to find out if he has a good fight.
Yes.
He's going to be up.
Yeah.
Just a good fight. You don't even have to win. If you win, you're out of here, bro. Up and away. But if you just have a good fight, you're going to be all right.
He might be working it. You know, his celebrity is definitely at its highest right now.
Yeah.
His career was going well, and now everybody knows him. If he can punctuate that with a dub tomorrow.
Oh, a dub, he's out of here.
Yeah.
A dub, he's out of here, bro. But just a good fight. They're going to be like, all right, well, I guess he was selling it, and we can rely on you to sell more because of all the attention you got.
Yeah.
I think there's like, as of yesterday, it was like 1,500 tickets left, and they're thinking that's all going to happen on a walk up.
Nice.
So it's going to be a packed house.
Yeah, got the job done.
Yep. All right, let's vote, Mike.
Okay, is it CA at MSG? Is it Charles Barkley roasting Chris Haynes for saying he was an MVP hooper in the Filipino Rec League? Shaq came in, capped it. Ernie kind of saved it there at one point. Ryan Garcia on the 425, but you know I'm voting for my guy CH. Follow. How about you?
Yeah, I'm seeing it looks like Garcia failed to make weight by 3.2 pounds.
Sure did. He Thank you for over- LA Live right there. Coming up in a...
I'm so sorry about that. I saw somebody texted it in. Yeah, I'm going with the champ.
Yeah, CA for show.
I'm going to vote for the crazy boxer guy.
That'd be Ryan Garcia by a score of 3-1.
Should
to
be
one.
His new name. That should be his official name.
AKA crazy boxer guy. Let's get... No, can't do that. Okay, we got to run, though. Brian, Little Crusty's Corner coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, it's Friday. I got a game for my guys. We'll do that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I should have mentioned a segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org and Window Nation. But the corner is presented by our friends at Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Crusties, brought us.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I want to also say thanks again to everybody that showed up last night and thanks to the station, and also thanks to DallasCowboys.com as well for allowing us to put that thing on. It's so much fun to deal with the draft.
Yeah.
And it's such a big part of my life, really passionate about it. And, you know, I just to see people have that kind of interest and then to work with, you know, the combination with the guys and gals that we work with DallasCowboys.com and our own guys with Zach, and just to see them grow in this whole market of doing this and having a really good, I was so proud of everybody last night for the takes that they had. And now we kind of chop that thing up. So it's when we get to do it for the 3 days on the station, I look forward to this. One of my favorite things we ever get to do. So I'm so excited about next week.
Me too, man.
And you know, I know you guys are going to be out and about in the city, and I hope you eat all.
No, but this is the Super Bowl for you. This is like hays in the barn. You've been grinding, and now it's time to show that off over the course of 3 days. It's going to be epic. It always is.
Well, this, like I said, I've been very fortunate that we have the platforms we have here, and like I said, DallasCowboys.com. But I do appreciate everybody that makes that possible because there was, you know, when you get out of the business, you're like, well, what am I going to do? Am I ever going to talk about the draft again? Well, this is the opportunity that we get to do that every week, and hopefully we've investigated and educated. That's what we say at the draft show, our motto is. So hopefully that if you follow along with us, you know, up until the draft, there's a lot of things going on right now with your football team if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. And there's a lot of things that they're trying to figure out right now. These medicals are going to be huge. You heard Stephen Jones on the station this morning talk about setting the board and what they're going to be able to do there, or how they're going to be able to do that. Talking to some guys this morning about it, guys that would know what's going on, They're in a little bit of a bind right now, is trying to kind of figure out how the draft is going to fall to them. Next week, I have a feeling that you're going to see them really sit down, maybe work on some mock drafts, maybe be true and say, okay, do we need to go up? Do we need to go back? These are all things. I don't think they have a clear picture of what's going to be available for them at 24. I don't. Usually we could kind of say, oh, it's Leighton Vander Esch. Oh, it's Tristan Hill. Oh, you know, I think that they're struggling with that. And that's not a slam at them. That's just the honest truth that I work in this draft so far. There is so much uncertainty because of the medical problems that some of these kids have. Are you willing to take a kid with medical risks? You know, the Cowboys have done it in the past. They've also got burnt by it too, you know. So that's the thing that I think they're struggling with right now. They're putting that board together, but they're looking at, okay, who is going to be there for us or who potentially could be there for us? And I just don't think it's a clear picture for them right now.
And I mean, there's always surprises. Sounds like there's going to be more than ever.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is there's always you just never know how once the commissioner opens the draft and how the board starts to fall. You're sitting there and you're going, all right, we got this wired pretty good. But I think right now as we sit, there is a lot of uncertainty in draft rooms around the country, say on picks 24, 25, 26 on back. I think there's a lot of teams that are worried about how the board might fall and that their guy might not be there. And they might have to look at drafting instead of just saying, okay, why take a need that's not, why take a need just to take a need? You know, could we see this team draft a defensive player knowing that they, you know, maybe they don't want to take the sixth best offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want to take, you know, maybe something's going on at center, you know. So this thing is, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns until we get to Thursday night.
That's exciting. I love
and,
that.
And that's, it's cool for us, terrifying for them. Terrifying because you want to have a handle of how this thing is going to fall. And, you know, that right now, I don't think anybody has a real handle of how this thing is going to fall.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I always like to play games with you guys on Fridays. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. Try and have a little fun here.
We do want to play a game.
This one is Olympic gold medalist or U.S. senator?
All time?
Oh, this is my lane right here.
Current, Olympic gold medalist or U.S. senator?
Are these all Olympians from the U.S.?
All of them are from the U.S.
Okay.
And these U.S. senators as well?
All...
Good clarification. Thank you. Just want to make sure.
I've done the House of Commons before. You're
just,
right about that.
Just checking, man. You'll take me overseas in a heartbeat. I know you will.
U.S. senators. All of them are U.S. senators, and all of them are Olympic gold medalists.
From the U.S.
General.
Yes, sir.
It's the most patriotic segment you've ever done, Broadus. Earning your stripes.
Here we go.
Country, tis of thee.
Pat McCormick.
Oh, that's a senator.
That's a senator for sure.
It's a great name, too.
It is. Pat McCormick.
Born to be a senator.
Yeah, somewhere in the South.
Everybody's senators?
Yes.
Pat McCormick was a U.S. diver that won four Olympic medals in 1952 to 1956.
Oh, I thought we were starting from the 60s and going forward. I didn't know we were dipping into the 50s.
Can you tell me where the games were held in 1960? I'll give you a point.
Berlin.
No.
Indonesia.
Oslo, Norway.
No.
Wasn't this the Bangkok year?
Rome. Yes, Pat McCormick was a U.S. diver in 1954.
Well, yeah, I didn't really start watching the Olympics till Mary Lou in 84. So if you go back on me on that, I might have some blind spots.
Yeah, and I was only slightly before that. So,
Chief.
Yes.
Eric Heiden.
Now, this is my wheelhouse.
Eric Heiden.
Sounds like an athlete.
That's clearly a senator. Heiden votes.
Heiden votes?
Yeah.
Nah, this guy's athletic as hell.
You saying it's an athlete?
Olympic gold medalist.
Lucius?
That is a senator, sir.
Eric Heiden was a U.S. speed skater. He won five gold medals in 1980.
See, before my time. Only thing I know from then is the Miracle on Ice.
Lucius.
And this one is going to be a senator, but I'm not going to take it. Watch.
John Neighbor.
That's John?
John Neighbor.
And there he is, John Neighbor. No, it isn't.
That's a good point.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Neighbor. I'm going to go with senator.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that N-A-B-E-R or N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R?
N-A-B-E-R. John Neighbor.
That's a medalist.
Yeah, if it was Neighbors with an S, I would feel differently about his athletic prowess. This is a senator.
John Neighbor was a U.S. swimmer.
Gosh, dog it. What the hell?
Five medals.
Is there a senator on the list, sir?
Maybe not.
He's butt cracking us on this one, man. That'd be a really good move, by the way.
Maybe not.
I'm like anticipating there's got to be a senator to pop up here. This is where you get to the test and you're like, I don't know the answers, but just the flow of the test tells me it's C.
All right. I might not put a senator on this list.
I know. Now you got me. Now you got me concerned.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Deb Fisher.
Senator.
Deb Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah, I lean senator there as well.
Yeah, me too. Somewhere on like the southern East Coast.
Like a gold medalist senator.
Deb Fisher represents the great state of Nebraska.
Oh, well.
Somewhere on the East Coast.
Somewhere.
Somewhere between.
Bonus points for that?
Somewhere between Connecticut and Nebraska.
South Carolina.
Knocking you half a point for that one.
I did too much.
Gavin.
Yes, sir.
Peter Welch. Peter Welch.
Athlete. Medalist. I couldn't imagine voting for a guy named Peter Welch. That's why I went with that. I'm like, dude, this guy ain't winning an election.
I took a mean stiff arm in practice by a guy with the last name Welch. This is probably his dad. It's one of the biggest low points of my athletic career.
How about the guy that jumped over you? Was that a low point too?
Well, yes.
When you blew out your knee?
I'd say he jumped more through me than over me. But yeah, that one stings, literally.
Peter Welch.
Yeah, that's an athlete.
You're battling sciatica.
See, that's what they don't talk about enough, Dawson.
I got you.
Lucius.
Trainer's like, you just need some Advil for that thing. It's just a little nerve damage.
Walk it off.
That's a terrible way to operate.
That guy sucked.
Lucius, Peter Welch.
Yeah, sounds like an athlete.
Peter Welch is a senator from Vermont.
One of these, bro.
I thought Bernie was the senator from Vermont.
Yeah, Peter Welch.
Sir. Excuse me, sir.
Last one.
Business.
2-1 forces skater Eric Heiden had bigger thighs than Herschel Walker. That's quite the allegation.
He was him and our pitcher yesterday. Jack Leiter. Jack Leiter are both. Yeah, but he's absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
All right.
You can see the teardrop through Leiter's pants.
Jack
Thanks, Gas Fanatics.
Can and Leiter.
Last one. Lucius.
Let's go, baby.
Tom Cotton.
Oh, that is a senator, sir.
Tom Cotton.
Senator.
I just need the point here. I'm going to go athlete. I'm going gold medalist if I've ever heard one.
Lucius, do you know what state he's from?
No.
You've been crushing these today, Lucius.
Yeah. Virginia.
Arkansas.
Ah! God, dog it.
Same thing.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you guys.
There he goes. Brian brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, some NFL news of the day is up next. Where are we going?
Sounds from the Cowboys running back room, plus the biggest alpha in all of football announced himself to the world yesterday. That's next here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!